Hey everybody, welcome back to Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. I'm your host, Neogentrix, and this is season two. A lot of stuff has happened over the last couple of weeks into the last couple of months. I won't deny that there's been a lot of tragedy, a lot of sadness, a lot of crying, a lot of revolt, a lot of protests, a lot of anger, a lot of destruction. And a lot of fear. People will do what they must based off of their emotional states, which do control them. I'm no exception, but I'm not the one for controversy. And I'm not going to put myself in a position where I could possibly run a risk to my future. Now, does this mean I won't stand up for what I believe? No, I will. I will definitely do that. Though if you were to meet me in person, you'd probably say that, no, you wouldn't. You're too nice. Well, maybe. When I'm around a lot of people, I am. However, unless you know me personally, you don't know how selfish of a person I can be. Especially when it's related to something that I want. But hey, that's a story for another day, right? Okay, then. How about a treat? You see, a lot of stuff have been going on lately. For me. Both positive and negative. Let's go ahead and start with this. Other than the fact that I now have three books that I self-published, and the first book that I wrote has been, as they say, modified and rewritten. Yes, that's right, you heard me. I rewrote the chapters, I've re-edited the book, added more detail, more stuff to it. I wanted to make it understandable. I wanted you to be able to understand the world that I'm creating, the creatures, the people. I wanted you to be able to understand them on a more personal level, but at the same time, I wanted to make it so that it doesn't sound like me reading it to you, rather the people in the story itself. I want you to become closely acquainted with these characters, and if there's more than I could do to do this, I will definitely do this. Now, onto the topic at hand. I finally acquired me a publisher so that my books can actually get the recognition that they need and the extra help that they need to move forward. This includes marketing, editing, and a new cover, should that be necessary. Now, with that being said and done, and the need to have funds to even be able to afford services for this editor, I will be doing everything in my power to, make it happen. And at the same time, letting God take care of the rest. I can only do so much, and it's by His power, not mine, that all of this is taking place in the first place. Both what's happening in the world and what's happening in my life. Now, I won't say I'm not a server or a co-contributor to the situations and the outcomes in my life, but we shall see as we continue to move forward. Now, for the final thing that I would love to cover for you guys, from this point moving forward, in order to build my skills as a writer and to get honest feedback from my audience and from people who actually listen to me or listen to this podcast in the first place, I'll be taking some of the short stories and things that I've written, and I'll be recording them here for you guys to listen to. I'll be looking forward to your comments, your feedback, anything you have to say regarding them. I look forward to hearing it, and I look forward to your opinion of my impressions and my abilities to read it. And with that being said, sometimes it won't always be me. It'll be me and someone else. And I'll do my best to make this as entertaining as I can, while at the same time building up my story as best as I can. Let's see what we can do moving forward as a group. I'll be relying a lot on you guys, just like y'all enjoy listening to me speak about different topics, whether it be the dark history of some story, that fairy tale that we know and love from years past, or whether it's a concern, something going on currently, or just simple facts and stuff that people need to know or would like to know or learn. Let's see what happens as we grow together.